Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth. She is senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, the author of a couple of outstanding books, both of them apparently released last year, Diana, Regulating to Disaster, How Green Job Policies Are Damaging America's Economy. I agree with that. And Women's Figures, it's all about economic progress women have made in America. Diana, and I know they're available wherever books are sold. And we want to give us a website. Which website would you prefer that we go to?
Manhattan-Institute.org. www.manhattan-institute.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find all the things that Diana writes about. We've been talking about the issues of Medicare, the fact that over the next generation, as baby boomers are coming on at a rate of 80 million total over the next 20 to 30 years and are going to be living longer than any other generation, tremendous pressure on the public coffers because it's Medicare is an entitlement that was put into a force about 50 years ago. It's going to be a problem coming down the road. There are proposals out there that are being proposed, the Republicans and the Democrats. What do you think? What do you think is going to be the best solution, and which one do you think will wind up prevailing?
Well, I think the best solution, and I think the baby boomers are going to insist on just having a choice of plans. And you already see this with something called concierge medicine, where you can pay a Medicare doctor a little bit more and have more access to that doctor. But you see in all other kinds of medicine, like laser eye surgery or cosmetic surgery, that when people shop around, then prices go down. Mm-hmm. It's the same with these Medicare health plans. It's been the same with the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program. If all these companies are competing to get your dollars, competing to get you to sign up with their company, they're going to try a lot harder to do a good job,
but
and that's going to end up lowering costs.
Isn't that approach, though, diametrically, ideologically opposite of the concept of Obamacare, and therefore doesn't that really become the enemy of President Obama's way of thinking?
It really is, because the thing about Obamacare, I would say the worst thing about Obamacare isn't so much it requires people to have health insurance, but it requires them to have a very large, generous plan. And on the exchange, you're not even allowed to buy a catastrophic health plan with a health savings account, and you're insured against having a heart attack or cancer or falling off your bike in traffic. You have to have their generous plan if you are 30 years old or older. One of the biggest changes I would make to Obamacare is say any plan can be listed on the exchange.
Right.
And let people choose what they want.
Let people choose, right. Well, see, this is one of the reasons why it's so expensive to provide health care in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, places like that. It's because they keep loading up these policies with all these mandates that you may not need, but you have to pay for.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I might not want mental health coverage,
right,
drug abuse coverage, free contraceptives, but I have to get them anyway, part of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is, folks, this is the problem. This is the big difference between the way people live their lives and Obamacare. And the reason why we're talking about that in the same conversation where we're talking about Medicare is because this is the same argument that's being made about Medicare, where some people want us to have more choices with Medicare, and some people are saying that they don't, and they're running these commercials again about how Ryan is pushing Grandma over the cliff again, right, Diana?
Right,
have you seen
exactly.
The new, they're running it again.
They certainly are, but grandma wants a choice of plan. Grandma might not like the standard Medicare plan, and many of these plans you find actually reduce costs when people try them out.
Well, let's also point out, though, that for people who are already or are about to become retired, the original plan is going to stay in force under the Ryan plan, right?
It'll stay in force for another 10 years, which I think is too long. I think there are a lot of people who would like that choice of plans right away.
Right.
He should make it optional to change right away.
Diana, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Thanks for the education. Well done today.
Great to be with you.
Diana Furscott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. She's with the Manhattan Institute. Check out her books, too. I mentioned those, Regulating the Disaster, also Women's Figures. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.